Last week, three of the country's major pharmaceutical distributors reached a $26 billion settlement with several states over opioids. North Carolina was one of them. Here's what happens next. Local government leaders worked to get all 100 counties in North Carolina to sign onto an agreement on how funding from the settlement would be distributed. Becky Garland, finance officer for Graham County, was part of the group that worked with the North Carolina Association of County Commissioners to create the deal.
I don't think there was a single member on the committee who had not been touched at some point or the other by a friend or family member who has substance abuse issues.
It took almost 2 years for the state agreement to come together, says Garland.
You know, I sat and watched the press conference and I cried because I really felt like I had made a difference for somebody that, you know, maybe working on this committee has saved a life. If it saved one life, it'll have been worth it.
North Carolina could receive up to $750 million, but all of the state's counties and biggest cities need to sign on for North Carolina to receive the full amount. As of Friday morning, 42 counties and 15 municipalities have signed on, including all of the far western North Carolina counties, except for Clay and Swain counties. North Carolina would receive about 85% of its share with the current turnout. The rest have until August 20th to sign on. Garland says she expects Graham County to receive about $100,000 per year for the next 18 years from the settlement.
It doesn't sound like $100,000 is a lot, but it's more than we've got. So, you know, that is going to really give us a boost that we need to help our people that are struggling.
She says this money will help fund peer counseling and provide recovery support in the county.
The funding's going to have specific restrictions. It's going to focus around abatement and prevention and mental health assistance for these folks.
Funding from the settlement is expected to be handed out in 2022. I'm Lily Knepp, BPR News.